Hey, it's Pastor Mike. If you love what we do at Time of Grace, speaking biblical truth into everyday issues, then you are going to love the podcast, The Non-Microwave Truth, by my friend and brother in Jesus, C.L. Whiteside. C.L. is a high school educator and a coach who isn't afraid to take on tough topics, but always through the lens of God's Word. Just search for The Non-Microwave Truth wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
A woman named Sheena lives in Mississippi. And one day she was driving to her daughter's daycare to pick up her 4-year-old daughter, Ashton. When she got to the daycare, she was surprised to discover that the daycare was no longer there. It was a real building. It had been there before, but a tornado had touched down in their town just very, very quickly that day, right on top of the daycare, and annihilated the whole thing. No one at the daycare called mom or dad to let anyone know that that had happened. All the contact info was inside the daycare at the time. And so when she got to the daycare and saw the building collapse, not knowing where her daughter was, she got out of her car and she started going through the ruins. But she didn't find her daughter, her 4-year-old daughter, Ashton, there in the ruins. And I want you to think about how she felt, because I'm guessing some of you have felt the same or similar thing to what she did. Vulnerable. As we think of death. As we face death, some of you, I'm guessing, have faced it very recently with someone you love. For others, your heart just feels heavy when you think about someone for whom death seems to be coming somewhat quickly, maybe a little bit too quickly. And for others still, maybe it's been a while since the person you love died, and you've done a pretty good job scabbing over the wounds that created when that happened, but it doesn't take much to rip those scabs open again. You know, like a certain place, a certain smell, or a certain day on the calendar when you used to celebrate something, we feel so vulnerable to death, just like Sheena did as she was digging through the rubble. She never found her daughter in the rubble there, in the pile, even though she was only one of two people inside the building at the time. The other one was Ruth, the owner of the daycare. And the rescue workers, they did find Ruth. And when the rescue workers pulled Ruth out from the rubble, they saw that Ruth was dead. But they also noticed that Ruth was holding something in her arms. And do you know what that was? It was a little 4-year-old girl named Ashton, and she was alive, and she still is. The reason mom didn't find Ashton when she went through the rubble and she was going through the pile on her own was because she had already been taken to the hospital long before mom got there, and she was already recovering. Sometimes moms, not even moms, can be there for their children all the time, and that makes us feel vulnerable to not be able to be there for the people that we love. But in her case, she didn't need to be there. She just needed someone who was determined to be there for her, and determined to keep her safe no matter what it cost them. You know, and Ruth, the daycare worker, isn't the only person to ever do such a thing. Jesus did too, and it cost him a lot. When he came into the ruins of this world, nails were pounded into him. Flesh was ripped off of his bones. And though he could have left at any moment, and nobody would have blamed him, instead he just chose to hang there in the middle of a dark sky, hanging on a cross, to let us know that he really will do whatever it takes to keep you safe forever in the everlasting arms of our great God and Father. We were saved that day by a Jesus who obviously knows how it feels to have vulnerabilities, but whose empty grave on Easter morning obviously proves that he also knows how to overcome them, which is exactly what he promises to do for every fragile, vulnerable little lamb that he has already made into one of God's own children. This is what Jesus himself said in John chapter 10, the Good Shepherd chapter, where he said, "I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. No one shall snatch them out of my hand." And just think about what that means. If the day when we will finally be free from all weakness and pain is something that has already been given, and if our loved ones who have died in faith have never really perished, according to Jesus, but are right now really living, and if the shepherd, who has already proven to be stronger than sin and death and trouble and Satan, has promised to hold you safely in his hand until you get to hold your loved ones again. And do you know what that means? It means there is never really a time in your life when you are unsafe. No matter your vulnerabilities, you're always going to be okay.